From cupcakes to ramen, New York prides itself on setting culinary trends. Now it seems the city is playing catch-up on one, food courts. Recently opened ones include Gotham West Market in Hell's Kitchen and Hudson Eats at the edge of the Financial District. Coming soon, one at Grand Central and another nearby. Reporter Jane Black checks out how food courts fit in to New York's restaurant scene.
I had just finished wolfing down some chips and guacamole when I sat down to talk to Leo Kramer. He's the co-founder of the taqueria mini chain Dos Toros, and it had just opened its latest shop at Hudson Eats in what used to be called the World Financial Center. The guac was fantastic, so the last thing I wanted to do was offend him. And then I said the words, food court.
We think food hall is a nicer way of putting it.
A food court, Kramer explained, is a place where convenience, not quality, is the focus. A hub of Dunkin' Donuts and Pizza Huts that you find in airports or at the mall. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the 14 restaurants here at Hudson Eats...
It feels like a very New York version of that, where it's convenient but it's curated. I'm actually surprised it's taken this long.
The question is, why now? New York has done very well, thank you very much, without food courts or food halls or market spaces or whatever you want to call them. Well, one reason is that they give diners lots of choices.
We have Ivan Ramen, which is the ramen noodle shop. Ivan has a fascinating story. He learned the art of cooking ramen in Tokyo, and this was the first one that he opened in the United States.
That's Chris Jaskowitz, the president of Gotham West Market.
We're in front of Court Street Grocers. They're also out of Brooklyn. Terrific sandwich menu, almost a cult following.
In other words, food halls bring together a lot of those cool, artisanal, out-of-the-way food spots that you'd otherwise have to schlep all over to visit. They also allow patrons to choose whether they sit and linger or grab and go. It allows a group of friends to eat together, with some noshing on ramen and others having vegetarian tacos. On the day I visit, crowds had settled in at the long tables in front of a big screen TV to watch a World Cup match. Laura Lepre, a producer at a nearby advertising agency, is finishing up lunch at tapas restaurant El Colmado.
We had a few different things, some tapas, shrimp, steak. What else do we have? A flatbread thing and some shishito peppers.
It is pretty civilized for 11th Avenue and 45th Street. Before Gotham West, Lepre's only option was delivery.
So you don't have to go and sit down and do the whole brouhaha of a restaurant, so you could run in and grab something if you're in a rush, or you can like have a quick meal sitting down.
Food is more than a convenience, though, says restaurant consultant Clark Wolf.
Food always establishes place. Always. That's just how it is.
When Wolf arrived in New York in 1982, he remembers the area around 51st and 7th Avenue as pretty dicey.
And so they put in Le Bernardin and brought this amazing place from Paris that got 4 stars in the New York Times. They intensified, magnified, exponentially, the value of that real estate.
Developers know this. You have to give people a reason to come to a neighborhood and to live there, too. Here again is Gotham West Chris Jaskowitz.
We built a 1,250 apartment building on 6 acres on the west side of Manhattan. Instead of a grocery store or a drug store, we wanted something special that would create attention and really have the effect of raising the rent that we could charge tenants, right?
Which is why you're seeing many of the food halls in emerging neighborhoods. They say Gotham West is in Hell's Kitchen. It's more like the back porch. Hudson Eats, which will soon add a French-themed food market for its residents, is west of the West Side Highway. And in Crown Heights, the founders of Brooklyn Food Fair Smorgasburg are opening Bergen. But there is another reason. The high-quality food court may be an idea whose time has finally come. Ivan Orkin has 2 restaurants in Tokyo and says he always sends his friends to that city's food courts. Here in the U.S., his first outlet was at Gotham West.
Here in the States, this idea of having a bunch of really good quality food vendors in the same space is very new, whereas in the rest of the world, it's quite common and it's not a sensation. It's sort of normal.
Pretty much everyone I talk to agrees. Food halls won't undermine New York's vibrant restaurant culture. In fact, they might make New York an easier place to live by joining Starbucks as a place where you're actually allowed to use the bathrooms.
I always give extra stars to any place where I can go to the bathroom in this horrible city where, for some reason, you're just not allowed to use the restroom.
For WNYC, I'm Jane Black.